On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, generations of memories are shared when Kelly Citizen talks with her 91-year-old great-aunt Eunice Buka Dowd and 92-year-old great-uncle Bob Dowd about nicknames, Bob's talented mother, and a very special pencil case. By the way, you can see a picture of the pencil case on our website, wvxu.org.
And with my dad, everyone had nicknames. Now, we all had a nickname. Now, my babe's name was Vera, and she was Babe. My older sister was Lillian, and of course, she had Sis. And my name was Buka. Now, I've asked my dad a lot. He's the one who named everybody, and he called me Buka. And he kept saying, well, you were just my Buka baby.
One of my favorite growing up stories about you two is when you met. And where you met, and we brought an artifact with us today. So if you want to talk a little bit about the artifact and how you met and all of that.
I don't know. There were many times I met her, and I knew her from kindergarten. I guess really the first time I dated her was after the war, that's when I got back to her, and I guess that's about it. I don't know.
Well, we went to, okay, this is what we have to, this is the part that I treasure here. Okay, we,
can you describe it for us?
When his mom and her, they all moved, when she moved out to California, we moved into her home. And when we were up there looking through the trunks, and we were investigating because they had an attic and you had to have more fun with the trunk. So we were in, and we found this. And honestly, this is a pencil box that his mother made for him. And you would see, and of course, we started, and we were in the same school district. So we started in Williams Avenue School. And incidentally, they just had a 100-year celebration. And I told Bob, hey, we should have gone. We almost been there. We almost invented it. But this is it. And see that, I mean, that was, I mean, I don't know what grade. I mean, he would have probably been about the
second, third.
Yeah, but probably the third. But read that. I mean, isn't that?
It is. It's made of a brown twill with a zipper across the top. And it says on it, Eunice Conover, Dowd and Eunice, Eunice and Dowd, I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And her initials, EC, big on the bag. So he was planning their future at a very early age.
Now,
little did I know.
Yeah. Little did you know. But I thought, I mean, I couldn't believe it when I found it. And she was a very hardworking, very talented. And she made all these costumes for his sisters and
of
them down there. So it was, yeah, she was quite a lady.
Oh, and neat.
She's quite the,
seamstress.
Mother singers.
Oh, yeah, she was.
The mother singers was a correlation of women who gathered together in Cincinnati. And they performed all over the city. But I went to her practices. I was just sitting in the audience, and I was just a little guy.
You know, you get older, and you're very concerned about that you're going to be a burden, and that's what. And it's you make us feel like we're not, and our kids do the same thing, and that makes you happy. And I hope that our kids will always feel the necessity for traditions. They have their own, but I hope that they will follow some of theirs. And I hope that they learn to think before you speak. And I hope that they treasure education, because it really is a gift.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.